We have a group of three chairs right here, and then there's one right in front of it. You guys want to do that? Oh, there you go. All right. So I know it's 5:30. We're going to go ahead and get started. We might have a couple more people coming in, but I don't want to waste any more of your time tonight. So thank you guys for coming. Who's excited for 4-H this year? Raise your hand or give out a shout, whatever. Awesome. You're really quiet, so I couldn't hear you. Let's try it again. Who's excited?
There we go.
One more time. Who's excited? All right, all right. That was better. All right, so so I just put up here, this is some of the faces you might see when you're talking to us here in the office. My name is Stephanie. I'm the 4-H educator here in Boone County, so I kind of oversee the program and all of the volunteers and projects and things. So that is kind of behind the scenes. I'm not always at your project or club meetings, but I'm kind of behind the scenes running a lot of those things. And then the other faces up here you're going to see in the office, and I'll let Brinkley introduce herself as well.
Hello, my name is Brinkley. I'm a program assistant here, so I do a lot with like our judges and our booster program and a lot of the other behind the scenes things, calendar and events and kind of communication and different things. You'll see emails coming from me. I also work a lot on our marketing stuff along with one of our other admin assistants, but you'll see some stuff coming through me as well. You'll definitely see me at a third time.
So if anyone has called in because of enrollment questions or whatnot, I'm sure you've probably talked to Andy or Carrie or Martha. They're typically the ones answering the phone. But we're always here to help. If you have any questions, you can contact any of us. We're usually all of us can answer them, and if not, we'll get it to the right person. So why are we all here? So we're here for 4-H, right? And if those of you are new and maybe don't know a lot about 4-H, basically we're here to learn new things and to expand upon things that we're already interested in. So 4-H has something for everyone, and we're hoping that you kind of find a project or an event or something that you really enjoy and kind of stick with that throughout your 4-H time. There's a lot of things offered through 4-H. It's not just the projects or the fair. We actually have events and things all year long, have a lot of opportunities, and we'll talk about that. But now that you're part of our program, you will have open doors to all of those different things. So we're excited to have you here. So we're going to kind of see who's here and get to know you a little bit.
Okay, how many of our parents
were
in 4-H?
Couple. Four or five.
Okay. Were you guys in Boone County or different counties? Different counties. Awesome.
Okay. You have one alumni.
Perfect. Back again. Awesome. All right. The next one is, how many youth signed up for a project that is not animal related? Like maybe a craft. Inside project is what we typically call it. You do both. Okay, our next question. How many youth are in animal projects?
Oh,
we're pretty divided. That's awesome. We like to see the comparison between the two and see what interest you guys have. And then who's excited about 4-H this year, which we already asked. Can we get a louder yes that we're excited? Is everyone excited?
Yeah.
And lastly, who is feeling overwhelmed? This is more for the parents. Maybe the kids too, like that are not familiar with 4-H, might be feeling overwhelmed. We're hoping that tonight will kind of help you guys be a little bit more acquainted to it, and we'll get all your questions answered.
So another just quick overview of like how 4-H runs. So 4-H is a national organization. So 4-H is in all the states within the United States. How the 4-H program is run in each state is a little different. So if you were in Ohio or a neighboring state, your 4-H program might have looked a little different, but all following the same mission. Here in Indiana, our land-grant university is Purdue University, so that's why I'm an employee, technically, of Purdue University. And then within that, we have our state program leaders that work up at the university. And then in each of the 92 counties within Indiana, there's a 4-H program, and there's an extension educator, such as myself, in that position to oversee the programs in the county. So it kind of comes down from the university. Anything we teach or any material we're sending out is always like research based. So we don't send something that we just created overnight. We have a lot of researchers and things throughout over time that have created all of your like manuals and different things that you're going to get. So everything you're learning is research based. So then here at the county level, so in Boone County, we have our extension board, which is a group of individuals who kind of advocate for extension programs. So 4-H is one of the program areas of extension. There's also ag and natural resources. So if you've ever heard of Master Gardeners, that goes through our office as well. And there's also health and human sciences. So a big group connected to them is like the extension homemakers. They do a lot of other things throughout the county. So there's a lot of things happening in our office. It's not just 4-H. So the extension board kind of helps advocate for that. And then for 4-H, we have our 4-H council, which is a group of volunteers who oversee here in Boone County. They oversee the entire fairgrounds all year long. So they rent out the buildings and that's how they get revenue, right? So building rentals, they do different fundraisers throughout the year. They kind of are overseeing all of that. And then the fair board is a subcommittee of the council, and they help plan the fair, run the fair, get all the extra events for the fair. So if any of you in this room are interested in serving on our council or fair board, they're always looking for new members. So just kind of wanted to put that out there. Most of them are parents like yourselves or alumni or things like that. So they're kind of the decision makers that doesn't involve specifically 4-H programming.
Okay, so in 2024, some of the little snapshots that we had is we had 1,009 youth 4-H members here in Boone County last year, which is a pretty good number. Obviously, Boone County is pretty big, so we always want to grow the number, but we had a pretty good turnout last year for numbers. Obviously, we're can't wait to see them more this year. We had 193 adult volunteers. So those are our club leaders, our project leaders, and just assistants that help throughout. They go through extensive background checks and everything to become an approved volunteer through us. So that we take their 193 pretty good because they went through a lot to join us. And then we have 63 projects offered. So that includes animals and non-animals, and 13 clubs that also include mini 4-H. So I'm sure as all of you are sitting here, you had to choose a club, which would be best represented by where you live or your meeting time that you could attend. So we have 13 options for you guys. We have 14 different trip opportunities, which we'll discuss a little bit later. And those kind of range in ages, so it's not limited to just the high schoolers or just the elementary schools. It ranges on who is able to attend those meetings. We're getting everybody and making sure that they're at their meetings and stuff as well. And then in Boone County, we gave $14,250 for our scholarships last year. That does not include the state scholarships that will come out and stuff as well. That was just here in Boone County. So we have some pretty good numbers going for us, and we're hoping to increase them as well.
So before we move on, I know you guys are probably already like, oh my gosh, a lot of information. So I need everybody, 4-H members, mini 4-H and regular 4-H, if you want to come over here kind of like off to the side. Parents, you can just stay sitting. All right, so we are going to give you, all I want you to do right now is just hold. Okay, you want to get in line right here? Okay, where is it?
He's right there.
He's like, I don't know.
He's like, I don't know.
Perfect.
There you go.
It's just a little. Oh, I dropped one. There you go.
A little getting to know that.
We can do that. Great.
Here you go.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Bring everything on. Got one, get one for two. Okay? That's where we're at. Everyone have one? All right, did everyone get one? Okay, so what we're going to do next is all of your twine is different lengths. So you can have up to four partners, but I need you to go around and find your group that's your same length of twine. So you're going to measure with everybody and find your group, and once you find your partner, just kind of gather in a circle, okay? Ready? Go. Go. Yeah, so you should have four people. One group is going to have three people, okay? Some of them might be close, but they should be perfectly match each other. And then if you find your partner and you're missing a group member, try to go around together and find who you're missing. Alright, if you've got a really short one and you can't find your group, come over here and we'll try to find you your teammate.
Okay, you guys don't think it was harder?
Was it hard to find your group?
Yeah, you did.
I think maybe it was it easy if your was your partner next to you, or did you have to go search for them? Did anyone find a common thing with someone in their group? So maybe a favorite color or a thing in your group? Awesome. Anybody doing the same 4-H project in your group? No? Yeah. Awesome. You guys might be proud of that, right? Alright. Well, you guys can go sit down, but these are your new friends, so you're going to see them at lots of 4-H activities. You can keep them. You can take it home with you. Great job, everybody. All right, so hopefully you will see some familiar faces when you start going to your project meetings and your club meetings. I'm sure a lot of you are in the same clubs and projects, so we hope that when you see each other, kind of check in, see how things are going with one another. All right, so now we're going to get into the more nitty-gritty of everything. So the first thing to really help with being successful with your 4-H year is the handbook. So I'll let Brinkley talk a little bit about that.
Yes, so our 4-H handbook is what people call the 4-H Bible. This has all the rules and the different things that you could want and need to know about your 4-H project. Also in the front of our handbook is our club leaders' contact information, as well as all your project leaders and their contact information. Now, our leaders are the ones that get these hard copies, but all of it can be accessed online, and so you can go through and you can even look for your project specific. We also have an index in here this year, which will hopefully help with finding a certain project or certain rules or different things. Our animals are in the back, and then we have all of our non-animal projects that go in ABC order in the front. Now, if you are looking for an art and craft project, they follow under arts and crafts. So when you look at them, you might see like gift wrapping is not in ABC order, but it falls under arts and crafts, which is in the A's. So just take some time to kind of learn it. Online, everything red is new for 2025. And it'll be red and bolded. And so that's kind of where we get our state information that changes and all of our county stuff that changes as well. And that is already on the website for 2025. And we keep it updated in real time, so you should always be up to date with all of that as well.
If you have trouble finding it on our website or whatnot, in your packet that you picked up tonight, there's this sheet that has all the different QR codes for different things we're going to talk about tonight. So the handbook is the second one. So if you scan that, if you don't want to go through the website and find it, you scan that, it'll automatically take you to it. So we tried to put like all the major things you're going to need on this sheet. So I would keep this somewhere in your 4-H folder or whatever. So when you guys are like, oh my gosh, where's the XYZ? Hopefully this will help you get there quickly so you're not searching the website and struggling to find what you're looking for. Does anyone have questions about the handbook? Awesome. Okay, next is the fair schedule. So on that sheet again, the fair schedule for 2025 is posted now. So I would encourage you to pull that up, print it out, or save it on your computer and write down the times for your check-in, for your project check-in, and project judging. So if you're an indoor project, you're gonna see like check-in and judging times. If you're a livestock animal, you're gonna see like obviously a check-in for your animal. It's gonna be a day or two probably before the show. And then you'll also find all of your exhibition times in there as well. So that starts pre-fair week, so the week before the fair, leading into the fair and all the way through the end. So that's really important. We tried to get that out early this year. So I know a lot of people, obviously the fair runs through the week, so you have work and things you're trying to navigate. So all the 4-H event times are not gonna change. So you can go ahead and plan accordingly now on when your kids are gonna be judging or that sort of thing. Soon at your club meetings, this is last year's, but there will be like a hard copy fair book with that schedule in it. That will be coming out soon. I know a lot of families like to carry that around with them or write notes in it, highlight, whatever you need to do. So each family will be receiving one of these, but before you get them, it is available on the website if you want to go ahead and start looking at that now.
Next is our club meetings. So as you all know, you've all signed up for a club, so you're gonna start getting emails and contacts from your club leader telling you about different things And also they'll be telling you when your club meetings are. In your packet, you will have a salmon color paper that has all of our most current club meeting dates. Obviously with the weather this week, some of them that we're meeting this week have canceled. So some of you might already have gotten emails with cancellations and changes. So as soon as we find out that there's a cancellation or a location change, we update our website, our ad event calendar, which we'll walk you through that in just a little bit. And then your club leader will also email you with those changes as well. But I recommend keeping this with you and kind of just referring to it a little bit. And if you haven't felt like you've received an email in a while, maybe check your junk, because sometimes they start to go to the junk for whatever reason. But it's pretty up to date as of right now.
Yeah. And your club meetings, again, I know a lot of people are like, why do we join a club or what's the club all about? We always call that like kind of your home base or your like family in 4-H. So your club is general 4-H information. You're going to learn about leadership, community service. They're going to give you general 4-H updates. There's opportunities to serve as an officer in your clubs. So just that's kind of what the clubs are all about. It's not specifically project based. It's usually kind of your township or your school district area that you're going to be mostly seeing those kids in. But it could be anybody within Boone County. And we really encourage you to attend your club meetings. They have like the really important 4-H updates. Whereas when you go to your project meetings, those are just talking about like your individual projects, like maybe gift wrapping or has pig updates for swine, but they're not going to sometimes not going to remind you about like everything happening in 4-H. So those major overarching things is where you're going to get the information at your club meetings. So that leads us into the project workshop. So I know a lot of you said you signed up for animal projects and indoor projects. A lot of the times you sign up for projects and maybe mom and dad don't know how to do woodworking or something like that, or you don't have a lot of experience showing one of the animals that you're showing. It's important that you attend as many project workshops as possible that are offered. So your project leaders are experts in their field. They have been doing this probably a long time, or that's something that they do as a career. So they try to plan really informative workshops for you so you can learn about your project. A lot of them will allow you to bring your project and work on it, or you might work on a specific aspect of it. I know our sewing leader does really in-depth workshops. So if anybody signed up for sewing, like you physically like work on your project there and everything. So we try to make it as easy as possible to access information for you. And that's really where you're gonna do a lot of your hands-on learning. So hopefully all of your project leaders will have at least 3 workshops. Some of them like dog obedience or whatever obviously has a lot more. You're actually training your dog. So that's gonna take a little bit more time. But I highly recommend you go to as many of those as you can, just so you can get the most out of your 4-H experience, and they're gonna help you be successful with your exhibits at the fair, whether that's an animal or non-animal.
And most of those projects will start meeting in March. So if you have not received the communication on that yet, it's probably just because they're waiting to get their most final list of individuals who are in that project. But they typically will start in March and they'll meet probably once a month or so. So be on the lookout for that towards the end, mid to end of February.
Yeah, and is anyone in shooting sports here? Yeah, so shooting sports is another big one. Obviously, they meet weekly. So the more of those you can attend, the better opportunities you're going to have for when you come towards your final shoot in the summertime. So those are just a few examples, but most of our projects do have workshops. There are a few that are looking for leaders, so we may not have workshops for those, but if we find leaders, hopefully we can get those going throughout the year.
Right, 4-H manuals. So most of our projects have a manual, and that is part of your enrollment fee. So us in the office are working on getting manual packets prepared, and those will be at your club meetings for you to pick up starting in March. But if you signed up for child development, for instance, and you're in grades 3 through 4, this would be the book that you get. And you will use this book for both grades 3 and 4. And then once you move up to the next grade, you get the next manual. And it's all the information in the education part behind your project. Like I said, 90% of our projects have manuals. And if they don't, they have other educational resources that they use to tie in the education with the projects that you're choosing. And I think some of them are online, but most of them are our hard copies. So you'll be looking for them. And then if you complete them and bring them with you, you'll bring them at Project Check-In, which we can talk about more in just a little bit. Yeah.
So in the book are like activities and learning opportunities. All of them have like different exercises and stuff. So some of the things you can do at home, or maybe you go out and about, or different things in there. Some of them actually give you different projects, give you like ideas for your project for the fair. So some of that stuff you'll get from the manuals.
Yeah, like child development. Is anyone in child development?
Yeah.
Oh, a couple? Perfect. I did 10 years of child development, so I love seeing other people do child development. But that is one that your project is based off of what you do in the book, and you'll do three different activities, and then you'll make your project based off of one of those. So it's really good to be able to get that hands-on, and it's a lot of critical thinking, which is really nice because it makes your brain think in different ways, and you kind of start moving your gears in other ways as well.
So the next one is just all of our emails, mailings, and monthly newsletters. So last year, Brinkley and I are both still somewhat new. We started last August officially, so it's been about a year and a half now, but we've been through the whole process a year. So we kind of did a survey to see if people wanted individual emails about everything happening in 4-H, or if you'd rather try to combine them into a monthly newsletter. So we created our monthly newsletter. Hopefully most of you have seen at least one edition of that. Please make sure you're reading through that. We're going to go through here and more in a minute, but that has a lot of really important information. You may also receive some more targeted emails throughout the month. Unfortunately, you can't get everything into the newsletter, but just really make sure you're watching those. They might either come from my personal email, or RegMax is like through 4-H online is like the mailing system. So a lot of times those go to junk mail. So it's like REGMAX. Make sure you're checking your junk for that and report that as not junk or spam, because those are us trying to relay important information to you.
And 4-H volunteer leaders, we kind of touched on that. It is our extensive background check that they go to, and they are our project leaders, our club leaders, and they, like she said earlier, they just really specialize in the projects that they're in, so please utilize them as much as possible. They are here to help, and if they don't know the answer, they will come to us to get that answer. And they are a great form of communication, and also they might be looking for help inside the project as well. So just kind of make sure that you're opening that door. And the more you know, the more they know, and the more communication, just kind of like with school, just keeping that door open so you can continue to grow as club members and as project members as well.
And then other 4-H parents, we really encourage you guys, when you're at meetings or things, chat with the other parents there. They've been in your shoes. If you're a little overwhelmed or like, hey, what should I expect or what's coming next within this project? A lot of times some of them will hang out during the meeting, so it's a good time to get to know them and kind of build a camaraderie as well. So the next is our member records. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Do you
want to
start with that?
So 4-H Online, I'm sure all of you have been on there. Everyone has an account for 4-H Online because that's how you signed up for 4-H. And that is basically kind of in school, they have Canvas and different things like that. That is where 4-H is held. And that's where you are going to sign up for your projects, and you're going to make changes for your projects. That's where all of your information is going to be. And then also the May 15 deadline for animals will go in there as well. Is there anything else that I missed for
big That's the things? Major ones.
Yeah. And it will just, our RegMax is through 4-H Online. So that's where we get our emails that we send to you in bulk mail. So you'll see the 4-H Online at the bottom of your RegMax email because it's a partner of that as well.
So if you are thinking like, oh, I want to add XYZ project, someone told me about that, I'm super excited. You just go into your account and you can add any projects or drop any projects. If you're like, oh, I signed up for that, but we didn't end up getting pigs or whatever, you can drop projects on there too. The next one is fair entry. So most of you probably haven't looked at this yet, and that's totally good. We won't really use this till June. So fair entry talks to 4-H Online, so it'll use your like 4-H Online login, but this is where you're actually going to declare like what projects you're bringing to the fair. So you'll put in like, maybe you put ceramics, but you're going to put specifically like a ceramic bowl or whatever it is that you're bringing. So this is where you're going to like register your projects ahead of time, put those in, because we print project tags for when you come in for judging. So all that information will be printed for tags. It's open for like a month and a half. So it starts the beginning of June. It'll close about right before project check-in starts in July. And you'll get lots of communication about how to sign up for that, step-by-step instructions. But I just wanted you to kind of have a heads up of like what this is
classes. So any project you've signed up for, you'll still have to go in and declare like what you're actually bringing. So if you've done animal projects, by May 15th, you'll put all of those animals into 4-H online. And then I use swine all the time, but say you have pigs and you don't know which 30 pigs you're bringing to the fair, anything you think you might bring, you have to put into 4-H online by May 15th. And then fair entry, when you get closer to the fair, that's when you say, okay, I'm bringing these five. You declare which five. It talks to 4-H online. It'll pull the animals over for you. Again, we'll walk you through that with step-by-step instructions, but that's what that is when you see that come out later this year.
All right, permanent record cards. They are, we have ones that we use in the office. So that is the one that we keep track of. So basically, when you come and you sign up for 4-H, we create a card for you, and that has all of your information. So it's going to say what project you're doing, how many years you've done it. And that is to kind of help in the future. If there's ever a discrepancy in something, we can pull that back and look at that. But then there's also on the back of that is like anything that you might be in. So if you're a club leader or a, what are the kids?
An officer.
Officer, thank you. If you're an officer, we'll put that, or if you join a different team or something, we'll put that on there as well. And that's really going to help as you're becoming juniors and seniors and you're applying for college and doing those different things. But like I said, it also helps if there's ever a discrepancy, we'll have that. And with that is the My Record of Achievement. So this, you guys all have gotten a yellow sheet of paper, and that is for you guys to keep track of the same thing. That way there's hopefully not going to be discrepancies, because you'll have what we have and we can compare it. And it also just helps you as you guys are preparing for different things as well in the future. I know right now it doesn't seem like a big deal for these third and fourth graders, but as you start getting into high school and start looking into colleges and careers and stuff, that's where it's really important to kind of have that to look back on.
And there is one included in each packet. If you have more than one child that you signed up for 4-H, we have extra, so just come up here before you leave. We'll get you some more. So to tag off of that, make sure you keep all your record sheets and manuals. So after fair, you'll get everything back that you've turned in, and it'll have grades on it and all that good stuff. So you want to keep those. Again, it's going to really help you when you're applying for scholarships or trip sponsorships or things in the future. Sometimes people put it on job applications or your resumes. So you really want to keep all that information.
And then we also have a project called Achievement Book. Did anyone sign up for that this year? No, that's totally fine. Achievement Book is basically an extensive project where you will keep track of all of your 4-H achievements, and you will build on that every year. And that will also help when you're going to your junior and your senior year and you are looking at it, you already have it in one concise binder. Or when you get up to your 10 year, you'll have four concise big binders full of stuff. And then that also is something that can get judged at the fair as well. And if you join that project, your project leaders can give you more information on how to organize it and how to best like utilize that information as well.
Yeah, a lot of the kids, so scholarship applications are due this weekend for our kids in high school and going into college, and the kids that have completed this project like all the way through are way far ahead of the game. They have all the things that they need all in one spot, so highly recommend it. And then you also check off another project for the year too.
For 4-H communication, we obviously touched on emails. You will see emails coming from us. Like we said, we kind of keep that on the minimum. So if you do see an email coming from us, it's an important email to look at. So just kind of make sure that you're keeping track of it as well. But to not have to send emails, we have our lovely newsletter. It comes out the first week of every month. We started that last year when we both started. We just felt like we needed something to kind of concisely get all the information out. And so this is January's. If you guys are already enrolled prior to the first week of January, you probably got this email and received this. Those of you that have just enrolled a little bit later, you'll be receiving your first one in February. But these are basically all of the big information and stuff. So we have the coming up events. And this goes all the way until fair and even the state fair. So we update it as much as we can. If you're in like animal, we'll have like the beef ID and different things. And then it's kind of just broken down into different things. most of our links are underlined are live links, so you can just click it and it will take you exactly where you need to go. We also put some of our extension homemaker stuff in there and our master gardener stuff in there. Those aren't as prominent as the 4-H stuff, but we do incorporate it because they are sort of part of the extension as well.
So quickly to kind of tag off of that, if you did not get the January newsletter, we do keep all of our newsletter editions on our website, so you can always go to the website and find those as well. Has anyone been to our website yet? This website here? Raise your hand. Awesome. Okay, so some people have seen it. I know it can get a little confusing, so I just wanted to show you kind of how to navigate it. So if you end up on our main Boone County page, this right here is going to show you all of those different extension programs that I talked about that we have in our office. So you want to make sure you're on the 4-H one. And then here is your 4-H project information. So when you click on this, it has all of our projects here, non-animal and animal. And under each page, so let's do child development, for example. It's going to have all the record sheets you might need for the fair, anything else that might be important. We are still working on kind of updating those, so some of them still have 2024 things on there. But for the most part, everything should be updated and ready to go. So that has all of your non-animal projects, and then it has your animal projects. So make sure you're looking at those pages too. If you're looking for something that you can't find, they should be on there. When you go back to the main page, this is the calendar that we have. So it is embedded in our website, but there's also on that QR code page, it'll take you straight to the calendar page, like actual calendar page, if you're looking for that. Along the right-hand side, or I guess the other way when you're looking at it this way, but when you're looking at this screen on the right-hand side, you've got all of the main things happening. So there's that fair schedule that I talked about. When you click the newsletter page, here's all of your additions. So if you haven't gotten January's and want to get it, you'll just click there. It'll take you right to it. We have our handbook link. We've got the calendar link. That new family guide that you got tonight is also online. And then we also have our summer assistant position and the Boone County, Miss Boone County page for those older kiddos. If you scroll down, there's club information, trips and scholarships, volunteer stuff, our booster forms, 4-H camp information. So really, I would definitely try to look at the website first for what you're looking for. If you can't find it, definitely reach out to us. But we try to keep that up to date with as much information as possible, and everything should pretty much be on there that you're looking for. Any questions about the website at all? Awesome. Okay. Let's see this one. Yeah. Do you want to go over that?
Yeah. All right, so we have two social media accounts. Our first one is Facebook. So the Purdue Extension Boone County is where we are doing all of our updates as well. We're just really trying to get our information out to the public and easily accessible for all of you. At fair time and for specific 4-H fair events, we have the second page of the Boone County 4-H Fairgrounds. They run pretty parallel with us, but each day of the fair and pre-fair, they put on there what is going on and they do updates. So make sure, especially at fair time, you're looking at that page. And then we have just adopted an Instagram account. So we're working on getting that, and that is also running parallel with our Facebook account. And so that is the handle up there as well. And it's also on your handout that you received earlier. We love getting the interactions. We're working on doing project spotlights and different things. And we do our senior spotlights as well and our 10-year members. So we are trying to get it really interactive and a lot of stuff going on there. So please join those and follow us.
Yes. So now we're going to kind of go what are you bringing to the fair? How do we exhibit at the fair? That sort of thing. So like we talked about earlier, make sure before you bring any exhibit to the fair, you're checking the handbook and that specific project for all the requirements. It'll tell you if there's anything extra needed. Like, for example, all of our crafts get like a craft card that goes with them where you explain how you made your craft. So there are some projects that require extra things. So check those before you come in. Then you're going to check your fair schedule and see what time your projects are coming in and getting judged. And then your projects, especially the indoor projects, are going to stay, once they're judged, they stay in the building and they're on display throughout the entirety of the fair. We display your ribbons with them as well, and then you get to check those projects out from 4 to 5:30 on July 25th. That's also in your schedule. It's all at once, all of those projects in the building come out, so you can come pick them up, your grandma can come pick them up, a neighbor can come pick them up, somebody needs to come pick up your projects at that time. They'll get all of your ribbons and all of your winnings and stuff too. So that's kind of the process of once you make your project, how does it get here? How do we judge it? That sort of thing.
Fair judging. Okay, so our non-animal projects, which we've been talking about a lot, that's your arts and crafts, your indoor projects, those are all the pre-fair week. So you will see that 90% of our judging happens pre-fair week, with the exception of some, like our communications, public speaking, that is actually during fair. So just make sure that you're really keeping tabs on all the projects that you're in and when those check-in dates are in judging. We do what is called open judging for the majority of our projects. So that is where you as the child or the member will be up there talking to the judge and explaining your project. This just really works on the communication and the social skills, and it also gives you a chance to explain your why behind your project and what you chose to do. Our judging times are all set as well, so you'll be able to look in there and like they're not going to change, but there's like a time frame, so some of our judging will be from like 10 to 1, so you can come in and bring it, but that just be prepared to stay because that's going to be your check-in and your judging time as well. And if there are projects that have separate or if it's like a private, you'll see that in there as well. We what to bring to judging. So make sure that you're looking for all your project requirements. We highly recommend doing the manuals and doing the record sheets that go along with it, because it's just helping you get that education. They are not a requirement anymore, but they are highly encouraged to do just to get the full experience of 4-H. Now, if you have something come up and you're not able to complete a project, so say you were going to do ceramics, you almost finished it and you dropped it and you broke it and you don't have time to finish it, you will do what is called a no exhibit record sheet, and that will be what gives you your credit, and you'll explain everything that went on, and you will also have to bring that in at the judging time. But if you have your project, you don't have to bring that with it, but you have to do one or the other. And then we talked about open judging. Like I said, that's just a really good way for the kids to learn some communication skills. I was a very shy kid growing up, and so it was always getting me out of my realm to have to talk to a judge and explain my why behind something and be confident in that, because they ask probing questions and it makes you really think. So it's a really good experience to be a part of. And then last is the Parade of Champions. So our top two winners that the judges choose, they will be part of our Parade of Champions at the last day of the fair before the Supreme Show. And they will come and they'll pick up their trophy and they get to walk and they'll get announced for what they got their trophy for.
And you'll have communication on if you're selected for that at the fair, so you'll know that you're part of that if you're selected for it. So that's most of our non-animals. So then now if you have animals, again, I mentioned earlier, it's a little bit different, but your check-in times usually are a day or two before your actual exhibition time. Of course, a lot of fitting and things go on before you actually show the animal. So you're going to want to make sure you're checking in, make sure your trailers are here on time, and you're following the guidelines of all of your project leaders. So some animals weigh when they come in, some weigh later. So make sure you're really paying attention to that. And then your auction. So if anyone's participating in the livestock auction, that's towards the end of the fair. This year it's on July 25th. It starts at 5:30. So your animals, if your animals are in the auction, they stay and they don't check out with all the other animals. They stay through that auction. If you are showing an animal, all of our animals except for llamas, horses, cats, and dogs. So basically livestock. If you're showing those animals, you have to complete what's called the Quality Livestock Care Training, or YQCA, each year. It's something that Indiana 4-H requires all 4-H'ers in the state of Indiana to participate in. We will hold 3 trainings of that here at the fairgrounds. If you can't attend the in-person ones, you can do the YQCA online, and we'll send out more information about that. But I just wanted you to kind of hear about that. It is something you have to complete if you're going to exhibit an animal at the fair, except for those 4 at the bottom.
And then one last thing to wrap up the judging. Our judging times and our check-in times are very strict. If you are not here at the time of our judging closing, then we will not be able to accept your project. Now, we do know that there was an emergency last year. There was a wreck on the highway. Like, they were on their way here. There was a wreck. But they let us know in enough time that we could ask our judge to stay a little bit longer. But the reason behind that is because our judges are here that whole time. And so we, once 1 o'clock hits and no one else is coming because it's closed, they're finishing up, they're choosing their winners, and they're on their way. So please be mindful of your clock and your time. And if you typically run late to something, try to be there at the earlier time so that way you have plenty of time to get in there and get judged as well. And plan for it to take our bigger projects, like small engines where it's a lot of hands-on and you're starting stuff, like that is a longer process for judging. So just kind of be mindful. And if you have questions, ask your leaders. Most of them have been through judging at least once, if not multiple times, or you can reach out to us and we can kind of explain that as well. But I just wanted you to be mindful because we did have a couple issues last year that people were able to submit and we didn't have communication, so we couldn't extend it for them.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. So again, the fair, if you don't know the fair dates, it's July 20th through 26th with pre-fair starting on the 12th. So that's when, the first judgings will happen. So again, that's in the schedule. And you'll get that fair book with the schedule as well. We're almost done. I promise.
All right. So the 4-H Booster Club is one of my big things that I do here. I'm sure some of you have seen this form in different things, but we have a 4-H Booster Club and that is what sponsors a lot of our different activities that we do throughout the year. You guys all did get one of these, just so you guys can kind of see like the different things that our booster club is part of. But one of the bigger ones is our awards for fair time. So some of you, if you have family that is in 4-H, you might already be seeing that they're kind of reaching out to get awards and different things like that. This is a great opportunity if you have family members. You don't have to be a business owner. You can just be a grandma that wants to donate to an award of ceramics, and then their name will go on the sponsorship, and then they get credit for that, basically. This is a tax deductible for you guys or for whoever is doing that. And when they fill out the form, they will get the receipt that they can use for it as well. You guys can look. You guys can read, so I'm going to let you guys look a little bit further into it on your own. If you guys have any questions, just reach out to us. Also, we have updated the brochure, so that way you kind of understand the why behind our booster club, and also you can show up to family and friends as well.
One of the bigger things too about the booster club is we have, of those like 14 trips that we talked about at the beginning, pretty much all of them we get sponsorships for, so that allows your youth to be able to attend those for free, or at a very, very reduced cost. So that's one of the other big portions of the Booster Club, is to provide that funding. Since 4-H is a nonprofit, we don't get funds any other way for that type of thing. So the 4-H barbecue, if you guys haven't been before, I highly encourage you to come this year. It's April 13th. It's one of our biggest fundraisers of the year. It's here in this building. And so your clubs will be talking more about that. So as club members, we ask you to kind of help sell tickets and stuff like that. As you sell tickets, you kind of get to get some money back for your club for doing that. So you get a reward. And there's a lot of volunteer opportunities for the day. So be keeping an eye out for the barbecue and all the information associated with that. So we talk about trips. One of the papers in your thing is additional 4-H opportunities. So I highly recommend looking through that. It kind of talks about what ages this is for. So again, we have opportunities for kids 3rd through 12th grade, as far as trips are concerned. So the big one for grades 3 through 6, raise your hand if that is you, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. Awesome. Majority of you guys. So we have our biggest thing that we do every year is 4-H camp. So we go to Camp Shacknack, and we spend 2 nights there, and we go with 3 other counties. So you'll get to meet lots of 4-Hers from other counties as well. And our older 4-H members, anybody in high school, so 9th through 12th grade here? Awesome. Your older 4-H members are camp counselors, so you have opportunity to be a camp counselor with us. Camp counselors get to go to camp for free, and so you get to meet your older 4-H members. We do a lot of fun things. There's a big pool there. We go fishing, boating, so I have a video I'm going to show you here in just a minute, but keep an eye out for that, and that's going to be coming up soon, and I have 2024's dates on there. So in 2025, it's the 11th through 13th. So 11th through 13th is 4-H camp this upcoming year. 4-H roundup. Is anyone in 7th and 8th grade? Awesome. So you have the opportunity to go to Purdue and spend 2 nights, I believe, in the dorms. And you are able to learn about different careers. So they do a lot of different career explorations. You get to tour campus, kind of experience college life. So that's an opportunity for you to attend. And then for our high schoolers as well, we have lots of different opportunities, both at the state and the national level. And again, most of these we have major sponsorships for here at the county level, so it is at zero cost or a very, very reduced cost to yourselves. So with that, I want to show you our 4-H camp video. So for anybody that's old enough to be a camper or a counselor, please watch and see what you can attend this year. Maybe. Registration information soon. For those of you that might be interested in being a counselor, that information is probably going to be coming out next week to sign up to be a counselor. So it's a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun last year. The cabins are air conditioned, so it's not like, you know, tent camping per se, but we all have a lot of fun and you make a lot of really good friends. Oh, no, we don't need to watch that again. Okay, and then the last one is, I'll let Brinkley kind of talk a little bit about that.
Volunteering, we've kind of talked about it, but some different ways that you guys as families can get involved in some different things are helping at the fair. So there are lots of different things that we do at the fair. We also send out actual signups for things at the fair. Some of that includes our exhibition room and kind of watching over it. You guys can sign up for a time frame. One thing is we've kind of not had as many people in there as we need, but in order for us to keep the doors open for you guys to go in and see all the exhibits, we have to have people in there monitoring. As much as we hate to, we can't trust the entire community to keep your guys' projects safe and not touching them and not breaking them or other issues that could go on in there. So we do recommend, it's a quick thing you can do with a husband and wife, with a mom and daughter, whatever. We do ask that if you're able to, you kind of find a time that you can sit in there, even if it's an hour, and just kind of be a part of it to help us out. Some others is helping at the 4-H barbecue, which you guys will receive that information through the club. help club leaders at meetings. You guys will kind of see as you start attending the meetings where they are going to need some more support for different things that they might have going on. Like we said earlier, keep your communication open. Like, let your club leaders know, like, hey, if you ever need anything, I'm more than happy to do it. Because a lot of times, if they don't know that someone wants to do it, they're not going to ask. So if it's something that you're interested in, just kind of communicate that with them. You can join the 4-H Council Board or the Fair Board, and you can reach out to Stephanie for information on that, and she can kind of get you lined up with that, especially if you like making decisions. It's a big, big one for us, and you will see a lot of them at the fair. They will be here the entire fair, and you'll see the Fair Board doing all kinds of stuff. You can become a 4-H Club leader or an assistant leader, so if you don't want to take the reins, but you want to, you know, have a voice, you can become an assistant leader as well. You can reach out to us on information on that. We do have a couple openings that we're looking for some leaders for. And then also project leaders and assistants and helping with like the livestock shows and different things. Those are also other opportunities that you guys have as families and as parents. And then lastly, we in the office, especially around fair time, could use an extra hand that might be organizing papers. It might be as simple as putting yard signs outside. Like, just, we don't have enough hands and we have a lot going on. So if you guys are ones that like to do volunteer work, just reach out to us and we can definitely utilize you in many different aspects or whatever is best for you guys.
So with that, that's really all that we have for you. I know it's like a lot all at once, but we're open. Please ask any questions you have. I know, I'm sure you have something. So we're here to answer those and kind of bounce ideas off of one another. So I'll kind of open it up to you guys if anyone has anything they'd like to ask. Yeah.
The camp, you said like the ages was up to sixth grade and then nothing for seventh and eighth graders aside from the roundup.
Yeah, so seventh and eighth grade, they can do roundup, but as far as camp goes, that's kind of an in-between time. They're not quite old enough to be counselors, but we don't want the counselors like be too close to the campers here. So yeah, seventh and eighth grade, they can get excited about being a counselor coming soon. But yeah, the roundup is a great opportunity in the meantime. It happens around the same time in the early summer, like June-ish. So that'd be a great opportunity.
And then is there like merchandise or anything like that on the website that you can purchase?
For 4-H?
Yeah.
Great question. So there has not been in the past, but we are actually in the works of creating like one of those websites, you know, that you do for school or sports teams. That should be ready here soon. So we'll send out information. I know some of the clubs do like a club t-shirt or like projects. We'll do like a project something. But as far as like general for like Boone County 4-H stuff, we don't. And so that was a need we saw and it should be ready soon.
And as far as like general 4-H, there is Shop 4-H and it's very statewide. It will just have like,
that's like nationwide 4-H or whatever.
And different things like that. So it's not as specific to Boone County. But if there is like something specific, like a water bottle that you just want that has 4-H, that is something for now, but we are working on getting, like she said, all those things Boone County specific.
Yeah.
Because that's definitely something that we need.
Yeah. Good questions.
Yeah. So we signed up for the club in our area and then found out that the day that they meet is it going to work. Do I switch that online to the website or?
You should be able to just go onto your account and switch your club. If it doesn't let you for some reason, just email one of us, myself, or somebody in the office, and we'll get it switched for you.
It's okay that it's not our...
Yeah. We kind of just, like, for the clubs, we try to guide you. Like, a lot of them will meet, like, in that area. Some of them meet here, but a lot of the times, like, that area of the county works better for people. But, yeah, you can be in any club in the county. Yeah.
Mini 4-Hers have a home club as well, or just the Mini
4-H? Just Mini 4-H is the home club for Mini 4-Hers. So all Mini 4-Hers are in Mini 4-H club, and then they'll talk about your specific projects. And if you're in like a Mini 4-H livestock project, livestock will have like its own meetings as well. So you'll get communications about those. Yeah. Absolutely. You're more than welcome to add projects now and all the way up until closer to fair. So. If you know you want to do something, you'll just log into your 4-H online account and just, you should be able, when you hit the projects tab, just add more, another project or delete from there too. Yeah. What else do you guys have? Yeah.
For Mini 4-H, is there a date time? time that you can meet?
They are working on their dates. They don't have them quite ready for us yet. They will be sending out communications here soon. Your mini 4-H leader are in the handbook. So Pandora is like the main mini 4-H leader, and she'll be reaching out about like the club, mini 4-H club meetings. And then your livestock is Sarah Carl, and she'll reach out more specifically about like when your livestock meetings are going to be.
What other? Yeah.
So I know you said like the clubs or like different ones start meeting like March.
Yeah.
I did get an email on one, like he's in the computer robotics, and they're doing like a something like a.
So that's like a it's a state event. So that's kind of where we're like, there are other opportunities as you join 4-H. You might notice that. So for robotics, there's a statewide robotics competition in March. And so our robotics kids have the opportunity to participate at that at no cost. So our robotics leader is going to be creating some teams to compete at the state competition. So if that's something you guys are interested in, you're welcome to start doing that now. It doesn't have, it's separate from like the project at the fair. Right. But yeah, it's a great opportunity to kind of start working on some of those skills.
Like, you would have to do like his own thing too, but no one's.
Yeah,
they would like show him and like provide everything, and he
was
kind of like.
Yeah, they work on the robot as like a team. So, and then they, I think at the competition, their robot has to like perform certain functions. So Mark is great. He's the robotics leader, and he's fantastic, and he's really good at like the kids kind of get to do it themselves, but he's there as like their coach, helping along the way. Yeah.
Like the fair, their project is a demonstration. That's what we use to come out and see as well.
Yeah.
So it's a really cool project to be a part of.
Yeah.
So great. Yeah, that's one of the things that you'll see, like if you're already in that project, you'll get those communications early for like those extra things, which is why we really pushed January 15th to be signed up, because there are communications that are going out. You're just not gonna get your specific project meeting dates until the later.
Yeah. Anything else? Yeah. The camp, it's at Camp Shackamack. It is, I don't know the town. Do you remember?
I could have if we weren't just talking about it.
If you Google Camp Shackamack, it'll tell you where it is. We rode the bus there, so it's in Indiana.
It's a national park.
It's like an hour and a half away.
Yeah, about an hour.
It says Shackamack State Park, if anyone knows where what city that's in. But yeah, it's at like a state park. And so the camps there, like there's actual like built cabins, like you saw in one of the photos. So there's like bunk beds, and the kids are separated out and everything like that, boys and girls and all that good stuff. But yeah, it's really fun. Like we both will be going, and along with the counselors and other adults from other counties. And it's a great opportunity.
And with it being a state park, I know it's kind of a little bit apprehensive, like, oh my gosh, are they gonna be intertwined with these campers? But they are very good at,
like, its own area.
It's its own area. Yeah. And like the whole summer is dedicated to 4-H camps, because all 92 counties go there. So it is kind of like a fluctuation of like rotating us out and stuff. So it's very safe. It's very secure for just our 4-H'ers that will be attending.
Yeah. Anybody else have questions? Well, we'll stick around up here for a little bit.
Jasonville.
Oh, thank you. I was like, I don't remember. It was like some little town that we went through, some windy roads.
reception and midway through.
So it's a lot of fun. But anyways, we'll be here to answer any questions if you guys want to come up and chat with us. If you need to grab more yellow cards, I'll put those up here as well for additional 4-H'ers. But other than that, you guys are all set, and we will see you soon at some 4-H events.
Thank you so much for coming, guys.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow night.
Somebody got a little headshot.
Uh-oh. Hello.